can. Yes, we
Thanks
still
Thanks so much,
can.
Boz.
Yeah. 90%. Yes, we can. Let you son of a gun. Yeah, 97%, Bobby. Go, 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 Jesus! Chris,
hey,
it's
we got
Sparta,
Melvin
Chris.
Q Watch Pocket in Hoboken.
Are you kidding
Thanks
me,
so
Melvin?
Much, man.
Oh,
appreciate
baby,
it.
Baby, I didn't even see Melvin. I'm sorry, Melvin. You're probably like, why did you say mine? And Fabio, look at this pledge from Chris L.
Chris.
In Sparta. Look at
Whoa.
That pledge. Fabio, 97%.
Whoa.
You know what I say? We are Sparta!
He says, let's blow the roof off this effing joint.
That's right. Let's blow the roof off of it,
Thanks
Bob.
A lot,
Get
Chris.
Get in touch with your testosterone, Bob. Let it flow, baby. Yeah.
Did you thank Dan in Malibu? Yes,
oh,
you did. Yeah.
I thank that son of a gun. Who's going to be next? Who's going to take us over the ledge? Come on.
$233 to go. The
whoa,
second goal.
Whoa.
Wow.
$99
left to go. Come on.
She loves you, San Gabriel, California. Jennifer in Brooklyn. Christy. Lars in Brooklyn. I can't take it anymore. Stop me. Woo, Lord. Fabio, hold on, man.
Bring
turn,
it down.
Turn the mic
Bring down.
I want to say something that nobody could hear. The secret message. This is like the Shriners. It's like, what do you call it? The Freemasons. I got a secret message for
okay.
you. Turn that down. You. Right, all right.
Okay,
he's indoctrinated.
Got
he's got me. 99%. Come on, you guys. 6 minutes. Keep pledging. Fabio, cool me down. Cool me down. Pledge. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
You got 5 minutes
yes,
to go to
can.
The end of the show. You should start. You should start looking for a winner for the DVD.
Did you
Not
hear,
yet.
Went,
Don't give it away yet.
What's your movie on your astronaut?
You rang.
Am I drawing for the grand prize?
Not yet. Not yet.
If not now, when?
In a couple of minutes.
5:55. Keep pledging. We are almost there. We are so, so close. Oh, we're going to push through. Break on through to the other side. The rabbit done died. You can't catch me because the rabbit done died. Sweet emotion.
I was can.
Oh,
wow.
Look at these pledgers, Fabio.
Wow.
Get that crisscross on, man. We need something there. You operate so easily. There's nothing going on. That's got to be some kind of metaphor for you, man. You need noise in this modern world. You need some static in the background.
Who do we have to thank?
Stanley, that's who. Stan W.
Stanley.
In Edinburgh. Oh,
in
Scotland
Edinburgh.
Coming through, stealing that earlier shillelagh and saying,
wow.
Here's me Scottish pledge.
Okay, well, now we can say it. We made another goal.
Did we make it?
We did.
I don't see it. I see 99% on my screen.
Oh,
what
man.
Am I not seeing here, Fabio?
We made another goal. Thank you so much to
that.
All
I
our
see.
Pledgers.
I
it
see.
Says it on my thing, on my doohickey.
We didn't thank Lee P. in Sleepy Hollow.
Lee oh, in Sleepy
yeah,
Hollow. Thanks
Johnny,
so much.
Johnny Depp country there. Lee P. in Sleepy Hollow. Nice
and
pledge.
And Dan in West Seneca, New
oh,
York.
Oh, Dan B.
Thanks so much.
And memory.
Wow.
Dan Blocker. Haas, baby.
Wow.
West Seneca says, yep.
These,
hey, Fabio.
These,
We still got
Wait, there's
4 minutes.
Sean in Ireland.
Are
Did you get Sean in Ireland?
Sean
no.
in Ireland made a pledge for you. Always after your
Finn
lucky
Glass
charms.
East.
The frosted old cereal with sweet surprises. Hearts, moods, stars, clovers, and new purple horseshoes.
And Jennifer in Brooklyn.
Did she?
Yes, Jennifer says, for failing not to emote lots of laughter this afternoon.
Jenny!
Thanks so much.
Did I say Dan in West Seneca? Yep, I did.
And Lars in
Don't
Brooklyn?
Don't stop pledging. Come on, let's have a final flurry for Fabio that says love. That says love. Just one last pledge that says love. Just put that in your message. Love. Love. love Fabio. Boy, he needs it so much. Ruth loves him, but it's just never enough. He's a bottomless well of need. Please give him your love.
Thanks to Lars in Brooklyn.
Lars, you're on fire, man.
Thanks
we
so
dig
much.
You.
557. He says, thanks. It's great hearing you guys together.
We're
going
to need to pick that winner, Fob. We got
yes,
people
please,
waiting to
please
go
do.
On the air here.
Well, we've got 3 minutes, according to my clock.
Right. Can we keep getting some more pledges? Who's going to be that special person that goes to level three today? That goes to level three. Who are you? Let us bus over you. It's good, isn't it, backwards?
Backwards is great.
You know why? Because it's the masking of Michael McDonald's perfect harmonies. Can you just say this, Fob? The guy can sing. Give him that much, Fabio. He is a man, after all. Don't diss Michael McDonald. That doesn't look good. He's not even listening to me. All I see is his wide neck over there. That Fabio neck upon which that little head sits with all those thoughts swimming around in it. Hey, there's Philip P. in E-Storage with a nice pledge for you, Fabio.
Right.
Above and beyond, baby.
Excellent.
That's what we got now. Above and beyond. People
excellent.
Like Michael L. in Jersey City. Above and beyond, Fabio. Above and beyond.
Excellent.
Still they come. Still they come. The people said no, and still they come. Above and beyond. Above and beyond. Don't stop now. We've got 1 minute to destiny. Make
hey, you
it gotta
happen. Pull, you got to pull the winner right now.
I do, don't I?
Yes.
Okay, let's draw right now. Let's see who the lucky person is. And it looks like it's going to be Lars in Brooklyn.
Lars in Brooklyn
yes,
won it. Wow.
Lars.
All right, Lars. Congratulations,
yeah.
man.
Congratulations,
that DVD is
Lars.
Great. Really great.
Yes.
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 By the way, I just want to say here, what the hell am I doing? WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County and online at WFMU.org. We're going to make room in about 1 minute for the old codger, that stinking old fart. And he's going to come on and try to raise some more money. But, you know, I call him that lovingly because... He's always putting me down. I don't know why. I never did anything
you
to him.
You guys love each other. You just
no
need
way.
To bury
he's
that
just
hatchet.
He's such a cantankerous old fart. He's like 117 years old.
Now, will he
old.
Be coming in here? How does this rotation
no,
work? Is he doing it from home?
Somebody's got something cranked up so that he can talk into it because he doesn't know anything about computers. What's
right,
that now?
Right. I'll be on in the morning. I got one left, Fob.
Oh, yes, that's true.
6 to 9 a.m. I hope you guys will tune in.
Yeah,
I,
yeah,
just
yeah.
Wanted to, I just wanted to, and I know you want to say this, Fob, but
yes.
man, you have got some kind of special listeners to show up like this for you today and smash that goal twice. Man, Fob, they are some great people that you have.
Yes, thanks to all the pledgers.
Right.
It's been really
thank you, everybody.
Amazing today.
And
thanks
thanks
a lot. And
people.
Thanks to you for coming in today,
my
man.
Pleasure, my friend. This is so much fun. I get to do this every
tune
day.
Tune in to Wake and Bake tomorrow morning, like
and you Fob,
said, at
you know,
6 a.m. 6 a.m. this guy gets up.
All kidding aside, I love you, man. You're my one of my very best friends. I've taken you in. I hope I've helped you. You didn't have any friends when I met you.
Is that
and
right?
And now I've seen you blossom. You talk to other people.
Other
people. It did not happen in the beginning.
Right. We got to go.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the old codger.
Did you do the legal, Fob?
I did.
Legal.
I did.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Way to go. Yeah. Thank you.
Started out this week's Old Codger Radio Show with Fats Waller and Messing Around with the Blues. Then, Willie the Lion Smith gave us Finger Buster. Now, you may remember that last week I urged listeners to donate to WFMU by mailing checks to me, care of my bunker in East Orange. Well, many of you complied with that request, and I thank you. I'm also pleased to announce that many envelopes arrived stuffed with cash. Oh, this is a better idea than checks. First of all, it saves me from having to go to the bank. Not only is this cash safely tucked away under my mattress, I can now afford to buy a new mattress. The current mattress is the same mattress I've had since 1892. Its sleep number is 6. Now, continuing where we left off last week, we have here another cavalcade of WFMU staff members and celebrity luminaries and a few groveling toadies paying homage to the Old Codger Radio Show, and they'll be urging you to make pledges to WFMU during our annual two-week fundraiser. So let's kick it off. We'll begin this tawdry circus with the Honorable Joe Magasco. Now, Joe hosts a WFMU program on Monday morning, and that show has the very alluring title, Surface Noise. But don't get excited. The promise is in the name of the show, not in the content. He mostly features the usual slop found on compact discs and 8-track tape cartridges and such. But, hey, points for trying, Joe. Now, he did submit this fundraising pitch in our preferred digital format, which is MP78. Lola Bell Pancake is handling the technical processing and the broadcasting of that. I've been told that digital audio has no underlying noise. However, this proprietary format, MP78, it adds a layer of analog hiss, as well as comforting clicks and pops. You'd almost swear you were hearing a vintage slab of shellac. Well, this is the first, and likely the last time, that Joe Magasco's voice will be heard on the Old Codger Radio Show. So, Joe, cross that off your bucket list.
Hi, this is Joe Magasco from Surface Noise, heard every Monday morning here on WFMU. For some reason, I've been contacted by the Old Codger's people to do a promo spot for his marathon show. And I'm not exactly sure why, because a few years ago, had a little kerfuffle with the Old Codger over the title of my program. It seemed he had the idea that he wanted to trademark the phrase Surface Noise and get me to pay a licensing fee to use it for the title of my show. I didn't take kindly to this, and my people contacted his people. Eventually, we came to an agreement, but I do bear a slight grudge. I am a big person, however, and I'd like to let bygones be bygones, so do pledge your support to the Old Codger on WFMU by going to www.wfmu.org/pledge. He won't know what that means, but you know what that means, so contribute to support the Old Codger and insist that he play more Annette Hanshaw records.
Spot called the Isle of Man, where holiday folk like to go. But just how it came to be given that name, really I'd like to know. Crowds of spinsters over 40 simply dying to be naughty, and they call it the Isle of Man. All I've found, said young Miss Owen, are all crocs who can't get going, and they call it the Isle of Man. While there's girls there, could it be slow? No, no, a thousand times no. There's old maids who long for squeezes, hugging palms and pickaneezes, and they call it the Isle of Man. See the girls in the shorts up to every game, like kids with their spades and their pails. On the beach while they lay, gay old sea dogs each day tell them some salty tales. Flappers say, what's coming to us? There's no villains to pursue us, and they call it the Isle of Man. Auntie murmurs, it's disgusting, I'm quite willing, yet I'm rusting, and they call it the Isle of Man. While there's girls there, could it be slow? No, no, a thousand times no. There are crowds of lovely charmers dressed in father's beach pajamas, and they call it the Isle of Man. Looking lonely with their knitting, and they call it the Isle of Man. Those who murmur where we're game for go on minus what they came for, and they call it the Isle of Man. While there's girls there, could it be slow? No, no, a thousand times no. Outside bedroom doors of trippers, there's no boots beside the slippers, and they call it the Isle of Man.
Yes, I heard when you die after burial, you got to come back as some insect or animal. Yes, I heard when you die after burial, you got to come back as some insect or animal. Well, if it's so, I don't want to be a monkey, neither a sheep, a goat or donkey. My brother said he wants to come back a hog, but not in Peter, I want to be a bedbug. Just because I want to bite them young ladies' partner, like a hot dog or a hamburger. If you know your tin, don't be in a fright, it's only big fat women I want to bite. Want to be, I asked Mr. Ross. He said he likes the devil to turn him a horse. I asked another fella they call Lawrence. He said he want to be a big black woman. They too foolish. When you turn a horse, you got to carry people load, get things from your boss. And like a woman, the whole wood you have to eat. But as a bed bug, I'll be biting the human meat. And that is why I want to bite them young ladies' partner, like a hot dog or a hamburger. If you know your chin, don't be in a fright, it's only big fat women I want to fight. I want you believe me, so help me bless. I'll be a different kind of bedbug from all the rest. I ain't biting no ordinary people. They got to be quite social and respectable, such as female doctors and barristers, duchesses, princesses with nice figures. And when I bite them, I'm going bout and boast, and I'm calling myself King Bedbug the Ghost. That's why I want to bite them young ladies' partner, like a hot dog or a hamburger. If you know your chin, don't be in a fright, it's only big fat women I want to bite. Fast and fresh, they will be waiting for this red box to buy the flesh. But I wouldn't bite a man if they kill me dead. As long as the opposite sex on the bed, biting a man, I might break my feet. To a bed bug, men's skin harder than concrete. And when a bug bite a man, the result is bad. Men could have too much ears and their legs too hard. That's why I want to bite them young ladies' partner, like a hot dog or a hamburger. If you know your chin, don't be in a fright, it's only big fat women I want to bite.
at a candy store, telling fortune behind the door. Cop grabbed Mo, and as Joe ran out, Brother Mo then began to shout,
"Run, Joe!
Eddie Mon out the door!
Run, Joe!
Demon won't let me go!
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can!
Run, Joe!
Police holding me hand!"
Lord, Lord,
to stand me fail, don't want to sleep in this rotten jail. Hide the crystal ball by defense, so they won't find no evidence. When you reach home, get in the bed, call a doctor and tie your head. Let Juanita invent a lie, got to have a good alibi.
Run, Joe!
Eddie man at the door.
Run, Joe!
This man won't let me go.
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Joe!
The police holding me hand. Mouthpiece to talk for me, they'll sure give me this third degree. When they take me before the sarge, I am going to deny the charge. When the judge asks me how I plead, not guilty, sir, most decidedly. You can see, judge, at a glance, I'm a victim of circumstance.
Run, Joe!
Man at the door.
Run, Joe!
The man won't let me go.
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Joe!
The police holding me hand. Judge, believe what I say. If he don't, I'll be looking cute behind the bars with me striped suit.
Run, Joe!
Any man at the door.
Run, Joe!
The man, he won't let me go.
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Joe!
The police holding me hand.
Joey, 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 Joey. Joey, 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 Joey.
Me mama told me not long ago to keep away from that worthless Joe. If I heard what me mama say, I wouldn't be in this mess today.
Run, Joe!
The man at the door.
Run, Joe!
The man won't let me go.
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Joe!
The police holding me hand. Don't you hear what I told you?
Run, Joe!
I done warn you and scold you.
Run, Joe!
Don't let the policeman hold you.
Run, Joe!
Then your mama done told you.
Run, Joe!
The police man catching
Joe
up with Joe. Joe, run too slow.
Run, Joe.
Joe.
Run, Joe.
Joe.
Run, Joe.
Joe.
Run, Joe.
In the preceding set of music, we started out with George Formby and Isle of Man. Then Lord Invader, Great Calypsonian, and he sang a song called Reincarnation. And then we heard a Calypso tune sung by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, and it was called Run Joe. Well, this is the old Kaiser, Courtney T. Edison here, and we're wrapping up week two of the WFMU annual fundraising drive. Now, WFMU commissioned a survey last year about their listener lifestyles, what is known in the trade as listener demographics. Well, what WFMU discovered, it shocked them. So the people who listened to this patchwork quilt that makes up the station weekly schedule, especially those who listen to the so-called free-form programs, these listeners tended to be overwhelmingly burned-out hippies, bored millennials, overgrown adolescents who couldn't hold jobs, many of them in their 30s, and still living with their parents. Low self-esteem was very common among these people. They were awkward types who did not make friends easily and could not maintain eye contact with strangers. People with debilitating recreational drug habits, folks who identified with underdogs and losers and all manner of bottom feeders. I had no idea the Bodenheim extended family constituted the bulk of WFMU's audience. Now, on the other hand, my fans, the listeners, you, the listeners of the Old Codger Radio Show, tend to be young, debonair, dynamic, and on the go. They're brimming with joie de vivre. They're fearless. They're jaunty. They wear hats cocked at a rakish angle. and they have that certain je ne sais what. Well, WFMU management was shocked by these results. Well, I wasn't. No, not me. Management was all the more shocked when they got the bill from the company who conducted the poll. It cost $150,000. That's real money. That's just almost as much as Sophie Tucker spent on brassieres and girdles in 1 year. Well, anyway, speaking of underdogs and losers, we have another fundraising pitch from the Old Codger Show staff announcer, Gus Bodenheim. Now, if you want to use the next couple of minutes to dash off to the toilet or pop a beer, go ahead. You won't be missing anything.
Hello, Gus Bodenheim here again, Courtney's most reliable yet least appreciated facilitator. Of course, you know and admire my work from listening to the Old Codgers program. But did you know that WFMU offers a wide range of other programming? It's true, and I managed to listen to some of it in preparation for this very spot. Takes all kinds, I suppose. I imagine there are people who enjoy these kinds of things, and more to be pitied than scorned, I say. But if you're like me, with little patience and one broken speaker, the Codger's melodic and monophonic bellywick should be more than enough to persuade you to pledge your financial support for WFMU. Pledge online right now at WFMU.org. As a special enticement, my gifted sister, and I mean that only partly euphemistically, Laura Bodenheim has designed a beautiful 1927 science and invention calendar, which miraculously also works for 2022, and this Codger exclusive can and will be yours for a pledge of $75 or more. What in the name of God are you waiting for? Right now, send your online pledge to WFMU at WFMU.org. On behalf of the entire Bodenheim family, I thank you.
1, 2. Marvelous dance. I wish you could see it. Oh, it's very breathless. One leg's up. Now the other. Now I'm doing the split. Listen to the taps. They're marvelous. Now I think I better sing. Listen, chaps, you've often paused to wonder what made Miss Blank with Mr. So-and-so. To you it seemed a most amazing blunder. I'll whisper you the answer, then you'll know. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the Gigi's prove this rule. They're attracted by the donkey, or there'd never be a mule. Look at Queen Elizabeth, whose features quite appalled. The Virgin Queen, they called her, yet many she enthralled. And the Duke of Essex gave the lie to what she's always called, so she must have had some sex appeal for him. Sex appeal, some curse and others bless it, but whoever coined that hyphenated word would never say some do, some don't possess it. Such a statement would be obviously absurd. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the Gigi's prove this rule, attracted by the donkey or could never be a mule. There's the Indian damsel at a fair who wed a handsome swain. She's got the world tattooed all over her, which makes her very plain. But he's gone to live in India, although he's keen on Spain. So she must have had some sex appeal for him. For instance, there's a lovely girl on whom you've got a crunch, but she married someone undersized who looks like Mr. Punch, and they go to bed at 6 p.m. and don't get up till lunch, so he must have had some sex appeal for her. There's a shop girl working daily 9 to 6 without a rest. She married a night watchman at a jeweler's shop up west, so neither of them ever sees the other one undressed, but they must have had some sex appeal for each other. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the horses prove this rule, attracted by the donkey or there'd never be a mule. There's a little chap who married someone, statuesque and grand. He's worn himself to ribbons, at least I understand. Through climbing up to kiss her and sliding back to land. So she must have had some sex appeal for him. Vodio do, vodio do. There you are.
Vodio. time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. But night time is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I thought that I was right,
sing a cradle song to me and then. Won't you tie me to your fragrant wings again?
Ain't that shutter music? We started out with Ronald Frankow and Monty Crick. And Everyone's Got Sex Appeal for Someone. Yeah, Ruth Etting sang her signature tune, Love Me or Leave Me. And then the Brock Sisters sang Tie Me to Your Apron Strings again. This is your concert on WFMU during the second fundraising week. Now, as I was preparing this week's program to raise money for the station, of course, the station, I was called into a meeting with the WFMU management. I went in this room, and there was the management. They were all wearing masks, so I didn't recognize them. I recognized the masks they were wearing. There was Mickey Mouse, Richard Nixon, Osama bin Laden, Bozo the Clown. There was a serial killer whose name I forget. Anyway, they told me, sit down, Courtney. They said that they are on a diversity kick, and that when it comes to selecting people who endorse the Old Codger Show for the fundraiser, they want more people of color. Well, I said, what do you mean, people of color? Do you mean colored people? And they got all agitated, almost angry. And they said, no, Courtney, don't say that. You can't say colored people. You must say people of color. Well, I was flummoxed by the whole thing. They could see that I was confused. So one of them, they said, you know, minorities. Minorities? I said. You mean like people on WFMU who play only 70 RPM records? You mean like WFMU DJs who actually play good music? How about staffers who are over the age of 100? How about guys who are on intimate terms with Sophie Tucker and Mamie Smith? Because I think one such staffer does indeed constitute a minority. I check so many boxes. Anyway, the masked management assured me that their diversity push qualifies as something called virtue signaling. Now, I was unfamiliar with the phrase, and they didn't explain it, but they insisted we must have more, quote, people of color on the radio. I guess they mean voices of color. Well, I have many friends of color. Legendary failed blues singer, Swampy Stubbs, Injun Bob. How about Raul Jr.? Then there's people of color. Red Butler, Freddie Green, Dr. Celray Brown. And of course, one of my favorite people of color of all is Flip the Frog. Well, he's actually an amphibian of color. Well, anyway, so none of these people of color, as well as others, were available this week to record fundraising pitches for me. So I called my friend Gaylord Fields, and it turns out that Gaylord personally knows several people of color. In particular, he knows the distinguished academic Booker T. Bodenheim. Well, I've heard of Booker T. Bodenheim, but I've never met him. Well, Gus doesn't talk about him much. Booker T. is the black sheep of the Bodenheim family. Now, he's also related on his side of the bloodline. He's related to the great Negro Leagues baseball star, Cool Papa Bodenheim. Anyway, so Gaylord reached out to Booker T. Bodenheim. As it turns out, he's had the same phone number since 1902. His phone number is 26. And Booker T. agreed to record a spot for this program during the fundraiser. So here he is.
This here is Booker T. Bodenheim from the Harlem branch of the Bodenheim family tree. As a respected civic leader, I implore all the upstanding members of Sepia Society to donate their pledge dollars to the Old Codger at WFMU.org. Oh my, how I remember those days when the codger would visit the black and tans to raise sand just a mite. Just thinking about how poor Peg Leg Bates' splintery old wooden shin got Courtney's bite marks all over it. Oh, that rascal. But I do digress. Please give.
In that set of music, we started out with the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra. They did In That Morning. Then Henry Red Allen and his orchestra did He Ain't Got Rhythm. And then Dunny Kane on a harmonica doing Charlie Parker's Ornithology. I'm the Old Codger on WFMU. We have another prestigious WFMU staff member who is going to offer a testimonial to the Old Codger radio program. He will provide encouragement for you to make a pledge in support of this program during WFMU's dreary 2021 fundraiser. We are going to hear now from Scott Williams. Now, Scott was very unhappy this past week. He was blue. Great! Another person of color. Our commitment to diversity on the Old Codger Show exceeds the quotas set by management. So Scott sent along this MP78 recording. He sent it to Laura Bell. She knows how to play these things on the radio. I haven't heard it yet, but supposedly Scott is going to offer fond recollections of his first encounter with me many decades ago at WFMU. He was very young at the time. I was younger. I have shoes older than Scott Williams.
Hello, friends. Scott Williams here. You can hear me on WFMU every Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. I've been a DJ here since the 1990s. Man, things were different then. But one thing was exactly the same. Courtney T. Edison was here, and he was exactly as ornery, obstinate, and out of touch as he is now. Other DJs who were around at that time, obscure names like Marianne Seba, The Good Doctor, Irwin Chusid, they all told me that he was then as exactly as misanthropic and exhausting as he was when they first met him, decades earlier. I was not looking forward to meeting him, but I knew the unwritten rule. Fellowship with the Old Codger was a rite of passage for WFMU DJs, so I'd better just suck it up. So, the night it happened, I wasn't prepared. I was in the music library at 580 Springdale Avenue in East Orange very late at night, preparing my first DJ audition tape. This was like 1996. The studio was empty, airing pre-recorded tapes from the Hour of Slack. So I thought I was alone. I thought the stench that preceded him was just that old house smell. I still haven't figured out what that is, but he's still got it. Then he shouted, "Young fella!" And I nearly fainted. He laughed. And then he surprised me. He became solicitous and kind. He asked me some real questions with seemingly genuine interest. And before long, it became pretty clear that Courtney wanted to share his wisdom and maybe hand the baton to the next generation of WFMU DJ. So when I finally left FMU that night, I felt I'd made a friend. I was going to defend him to everybody who warned me about him. Well, he got me. It took me a while to figure it out, but eventually I realized that every compact disc that I had with me in the library that night was now completely unplayable because someone had burned a cigar hole into each one. I confronted him. He didn't deny it. He did ask me who I was and what I was doing there. I reminded him about that night in the library. He told me he wouldn't be caught dead in the WFMU library. It was filled with all that chintzy media produced after World War II. Had to be a different guy. That's the last civil discussion I can remember having with him. 2020 was a rough year for all of us, but I'll tell you a secret. It brought WFMU a hidden gift. Courtney T. Edison is not allowed in this building. This benefits WFMU in more ways than you might think. Do you know the cleaning costs associated with 1 hour-long visit per week by the old codger? Smoke in the studio, ashes in the rug, leaking colostomy bag, bourbon spilled into the board. These things add up. And now we can envision a day when all of our wonderful DJs can return to 43 Monty and our Freeform family can reunite. I really cannot wait for this day to come. Also, the old codger will come back. So, listeners to the Fogey with a Stogie radio hour, I beg of you, think of the carpeting. Think of the nasty spills. Think of his foul cloud of putrescence. Think of the next generation of WFMU DJs. Make your pledge right now. I beg of you. All right, so you're supposed to end these things with something nice, right? Okay, I enjoy Flip the Frog. Thank you. Thank you, Courtney T. Edison, for Flip the Frog. And thank you, listeners, for your ears, your fellowship, and your amazing support. I'm Scott Williams, and I'll see you on Wednesday on the radio. Flip the Frog! That's fun. It really is fun.
Thank you.
in the finer set of music. We opened up with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with There'll Come a Time. And we finished up with Joe Usifer and his orchestra with the Jockey on the Carousel. Well, Joel Codger, this wraps up my obligation to making sure that WFMU's two-week fundraiser is a success, because without my distinctive flair, the fundraiser would fail on its lack of merits. I didn't give away any prizes, not because I'm stingy. I mean, I am stingy, but that has no bearing on the lack of prizes. See, in my diabolic heart, I believe that me hosting a weekly program on WFMU is a prize of untold value to every listener. I know that you look forward to our weekly soiree of surface noise, and I know that you treasure the music that pours out of your radio speakers during this hour every week, especially after 3 hours of Fablio's cavalcade of cacophony. My program cleanses the airwaves. It purifies and pleases. It rescues you from the purgatory of Fablio's dire musical miasma. Just when you begin to think that radio can drive you to suicide, along comes hope, optimism, and redemption in the form of me. And if you want to thank me personally, please call my agent, Lola Bell Pancake. She can be reached at her office, the International House of Pancake. It can be found in the phone book. Look under talent agencies. Consult the yellow pages, nowadays known as the pages of color. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Hardy Not So White, another person of color.
Thank you, Codger. Hardy, are you there?
I am.
Hey, what's up?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
We're on the radio.
We're on the radio. We're live.
I know. It never gets old.
It never gets old. My heart is beating fast.
Isn't it great?
I got all the feels. Yeah, it is great.
I wonder if you woke up out of and you're having an operation and the anesthesia wears off while the surgeons are working on you. I wonder if they say to each other, "Is this amazing? Oh, this never gets old. I love this." As they're cradling your liver.
I wonder
if they have that excitement that we have. I don't think we would have it if we were in commercial radio, though. I think we would feel like oppressed. We would bond over how awful, like being in the army or something, how bleak our existence was.
Yeah,
I think it's 100% has to do with the type of radio doing.
WFMU, there's nothing like it.
Oh, right. Or, you know, I am here in praise of all, you know, free radio, like college radio and community radio and everything that's, you know, that's uses radio to its real potential, you know, or tries to. Because it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing invention and art form, and it's a powerful thing. And I think somebody like WFMU uses it in a wonderful, you know, chaotic and crazy experimental way, which I think is, you know, there's not enough of, obviously. And you know, that excites me to no end.
I mean,
this is it's magical. I keep saying that, but I gotta think of a new word.
I like magical. And that's how I feel. Honestly, I'm going to nerd out right now, but that's how I feel when I listen to your show. It just feels magical. And it's everything you're saying. I feel it when I listen to your show. It's like the beauty of radio, the art form of radio, just playing and being silly and being heartfelt. And anyway, that's how
I
feel.
Thinking about the other day, like radio is an interesting invention, because when it was invented, you know, there's no real precedent for it. Like, really, I was thinking about the only real precedent for the physical thing, for the technology, is the telephone. And they didn't know what to do on the new, like, wireless telephone technology, so they thought, well, theater. So, you know, like maybe vaudeville or variety. So then they did, like, we'll do vaudeville on the telephone. And I think that largely it's radio has stayed that way, as like vaudeville on the telephone, for a long time, which is a really neat thing, like theater, but it's just in your ear. You're just eavesdropping on the theater. You can't see it. You know, you've got your ear to the wall. You're next to the neighbor of an awesome vaudeville theater.
Yeah, you're like creeping in on it. You think you can be there? Is this meant for me? I think they're talking to me.
I like it because, first of all, theater, it doesn't scare me. But live performance, when the performers are right there and they can see me, just as a shy person, this is slightly difficult. Like, I think as a shy person who's also wants to be creative, when I first heard people doing weird things on the radio, it was like a religious awakening or something, because I could eavesdrop, right? You could listen. They didn't know you were listening, and you're right there. It's so intimate. It's like being next to them. Still, with theater, there's some distance, right? But this is like being, this is more like, it's more, you ever been to like, did you ever see Sleep No More at the McKittrick?
No.
Too late now.
Keep going, though. Keep going.
It's a submersive play, you know, where the play is you're in an old hotel in New York City, and there's a play going on, and the audience, though, they have masks on, and they're real quiet, but the audience can walk around and get right up on the performers. There's no stage. You're just in the same space as the people performing, and you're anonymous. And it's a little creepy. It's like you're physically there, and you're wearing this weird... I feel like it's almost like you're in some kind of 60s creepy X-rated horror movie. But that sounds good. But I'm a little shyer than that. But it's, you know, you can be right on. And radio is like that, too. It has an intimacy that other art forms don't necessarily have. I mean, if you go to a museum, even, you've got other people standing right next to you looking at the same painting and weeping. But at home, you know, you can literally listen to it under the covers. Even television, in my day, televisions were too big to sort of drag under the blanket with you. But, you know, your little compact AM radio or something with an ear, you put the little earpiece in, and the listening experience is particularly dreamy and surreal, because, you know, the distinction of where you end and the thing begins is grayer than it is with visual things. You know, you can kind of close your eyes, but the sound sort of gets all around you.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that true?
It's true. I feel it. It's like, yeah, it is kind of sensual and intimate and creepy and like very, very real, very all around you.
Yeah, that's why those late night UFO, you know, like I forgot Art Bell's show's name, something. People are screaming it on the comment board right now.
They're screaming at me for not helping you, for not assisting.
I always tell them, don't tell me the answer. I love being in a state of confusion and not knowing. It feels better than it's always a letdown when I know the thing. But you know, you can creep yourself out too, like late at night with that voice, you know, that's solitary. And to know that he was like in a trailer in the desert and who knows what's going to creep up on him, right? And you're listening live and they're describing things, and it's fun. It's fun to be scared because you've got that nice, that safe distance. When Orson Welles crossed that line, and he made you think that the play was happening outside of your house in New Jersey. That's different. That's almost like a violation. He did something very wrong there, didn't he, on the War of the Worlds broadcast?
So wrong, but so right.